stop answering private numbers. I don't know what's going on. They're trying to avoid. Everything that's going on. And the answer in private numbers.
Edmonton County Court.
Hello, may I ask who I'm speaking to, please?
You're speaking to Paul.
Hello, Paul. Paul, it's Simon, Mr. Simon Cordell. I've been trying to resolve this case.
Hi.
Basically, I've been trying to get an emergency application brought back into the court to show them that I wasn't served, the affidavit wasn't served to me, and show them the corruption within the whole process of it. I would like to be able to have the case reviewed. Since 2016, I've had continuous applications put against me from this court, issued from this court. They don't have no signatures next to the seals, and a lot of the pages don't have seals. I'm being persecuted. I'm not being allowed to speak once and explain my side of the version once yet. And I'm still feeling suffering. I've had the doctors come to my house today because I've had arranged an appointment, because that's been ordered by a judge, because she thinks I can't understand whether I've been served or not, because I attended court on the 5th. She's saying I was served on the 1st. The affidavit service has to be served by hand. Posting it through my letterbox isn't efficient in the beginning, but even if in the pretense that serving it through my letterbox is enough to serve me, I wasn't in my house. I wasn't in my house, and that's my mother collected the affidavit service anyway. So I don't see why I'm suffering still with an injunction on me when I shouldn't. It's a miscarriage of justice, and I shouldn't be suffering. I just want, somehow it brought before the court. The doctors have said there's nothing wrong with me today, but they're even saying that that's not an assessment now. They've just come because I initially got arrested on the day for the threats to kill. So they've come because the police have initiated them from there, not because the judge has initiated them. So now they're saying that there's nothing wrong with my home. They've seen all the reports, seen the website and all the and everything, and they don't know what to do, I don't think. Whether I'm supposed to have an assessment, no one's called me in regards to the assessment, and the letter that I got off the judge in regards to the saying that because I went to court on the 5th, she believes that I was served. Yeah, she's wrote all of that, and it's just a breach of my human rights, to be quite honest, and it's a breach of her process and what she's done. It's not sealed and signed again, yeah, so it's not sealed and signed, so it's not even official, and no one, I received this on the 14th, and all of the dates were set to have happened by the 13th, so I received it later than, I wasn't even aware. Anyway, and now that I've been aware of it, I've made all phone calls to the doctors, let them come to my house. They've done a check today and they said that there's nothing wrong. They've left. No one's contacted me in regards to this judge's orders. They're saying they're not here today because of the judge's orders. They're here because the police has said it's a problem. So how many assessments do I have to go through, and just to prove that I've got this video evidence and I never was served, and that the stuff was lies in the beginning, in it, and I can prove that.
What's your case number?
The case number, let me just get one of the books out. E00 D049. I'm confused because the case itself is over Lemmy saying that I threatened him over the phone. Yeah, saying a council employee. Now, what I understand from threats to kill is if you don't have an offensive weapon, it's a non-indictable offence in the beginning. Now, what Lemmy done is he got me arrested because I never threatened him. I've got the recording here. I phoned Lemmy and I showed him that I knew information about him, and he said, I'm going to kill you and your mother. Yeah, they'd already been sent, done 500 emails and allowed my neighbours to attack me to cover up what they had done in the first ASBO. Yeah. And never dealt with none of the formal complaints or addressed them today, yeah. And then he's gone and done that on top of that. He's gone and he's done loads of things wrong within the folder, yeah. And I just want to get these things addressed.
Okay.
There's so much corruption of what he's actually done that I can prove, and I've not once been allowed to show that to any person.
And how can I help you right now over the phone?
I want to get an appointment so I can come down and show a judge what is actually going on and not have to suffer because of this court's wrongdoings or miscarriages of justice.
Let me check something.
Hello?
I'll be one moment.
Alright, thank you.
Okay, I was just bringing up the case screen. I'm reading. Do you have the latest order to hand?
What I understand is that the latest order to hand, my mother, a judge, just prior, went into court and he said to me and to Lemmy that the injunction order is not on me. I asked him if the court was being recorded so that if I can request a copy of the transcripts, and he said that is possible. He said, yes, it is being recorded. He said to me that the injunction is not on me. He would like to check the affidavit of service to make sure that it was served within the constraints of the law. In the meantime, it is not on me. Yeah. Now, Lemmy started making up loads. These family upstairs, the family that are making up the stories with Lemmy, they've come here under fake names. Yeah. Like, I've got all the proof. I can open my website now and show you the links. They got married in fake names. Yeah. They're not married in their real names. And and the names that they've signed in all this paperwork are fake names. Matthew de Gamarkin used a real name, but Raviti thing is a fake name. Now, she owns over 100 houses in her real name. She messed up because she put the doctor's note in the new injunction order, and the doctor left scribbled out, lined out the address, which was 14 Netley Road, yeah? About page 111 in the folder. It's one of the last ones, her medical note. She just put her name in it. Now, she spills her name, R-A-V-E-A-T-H-Y, to the council to get the extra council premises that they're trying to steal from the right to buy and declaring that they own no houses. Now, she owns a house in Castlebury Road. Now, when you check that 14 Netley Drive on Google, you'll see a person that actually lives there called Rajenith Yogajar. Now, Rajenith Yogajar is her father. Her real surname is Raviti. Her first name is Raviti, spelt with an E, R-E, not R-A. Raviti Yogajar. Now, she used this Fanbridge. Her dad's an accountant, yeah? And her dad immigrated into this country because of there was a war in their country in Sri Lanka. Now, her sister or her cousin has the same surname as her, Yogajar and Fanbridgeara, the one that she used to get married. Now, all of the houses that she owns are kept in Yogajar. Matthew Yilligan also owns names in Yogajar as well, and they're switching. I can send you, open up my webpage now, and you can click on the link and you can click on it and see that it's true. Now, her sister, because her dad immigrated over here, 1983 there was a war that started in Sri Lanka, a Jainist war, yeah, and they were all killing each other over religion. Now, her sister or her cousin strapped a bomb to herself and was a light suicide bomber, yeah, and she done that in Suzuzi Yogajar with the Suzuzi Fanbridgeara, the same as her marriage name, because I've got her marriage certificate here as well, yeah, and the rest of it. Now, what she done, the woman, what Raviti has done is she's changed the A in her name. She's had this other man staying with her called Kenefram Lefasara. Now, Kenefram Lefasara is the man that's been attacking me while I've been in my front room. He sleeps in their front room, and they've not got the right to have anyone stay there because they're only temporary accommodation anyway, yeah? So now, what I've checked is the suicide bomber in Sri Lanka goes by the same marriage name as her, Fanbridgeara, but then she uses the Yogajara name as well, but takes the H away from it. Now, the solicitor that dealt with her in Sri Lanka is called something Lefasara, which is the same name as the boy that's staying upstairs with her. The man that's staying upstairs attacking me, not her husband, Mark and you, that's the other man in the front room. He's related to the family, the solicitor that got the suicide bomber with both of her surnames. Now, the dad's been working in a travel agency, and he's got 100 houses in his name, over 100. You check Fanbridgeara onto Google, there's only 5 people that live in this country on the census roll for it, but then there's 50 houses on the census roll all in fake names of hers, where they're holding all the fake names in her surname, yeah? So they've got like 50 names in one house, and what he's doing is, I've seen all the games and that they're playing, they're sending money abroad. I can prove it, £1 million, send this over to feed the war over there. I think he immigrated, he had her when he was 16, that Roger Kenneth, when he was 16, and they come over here because something happened to the parents maybe, or to the wife herself, and then they got loads of houses and that. She wanted to nick a council for that, and she's gone and got married in a fake name, yeah, used a fake name to get married. I can prove everything here now, yeah. And her sister's all a bomber, and they're putting money in and out of the country. I swear to God I've got over 100 houses. She uses her name in like 100 different ways. It's the maximum fraud, it's terrorism what they're doing, yeah. I'd like to show this, it's a high grade issue. I'd like to come to the court, show that I'm not crazy, that I've got this evidence, and I've done my homework on who I'm dealing with. Yeah?
I'm looking on the case, Kim, I don't know if you're aware of it, I'm sure you are. With regards to coming to court, it has been relisted on an urgent basis on the 26th of this month.
Yeah, but the 26 isn't an emergency basis, because with when I'm explaining to you that these people have all these houses, she's using a fake name to attack me and to nick a council flat when she really owns lots of equity on the land already. They're involved in terrorism, the names and the family names on the people that are staying above me that are attacking me. They're attacking me in my home, and every day they're trying to set this fake injunction order that they've used, yeah? That they use. They're trying to set the injunction order off me and phone the news law. I can't phone the council until 2019 for any reason. So I've got to sit in here. Before, I was phoning the council and speaking to the directors, recording them, explaining that I've lost a child now because you've allowed these people to attack me for so long. This has happened, that's happened. I was being informative in my recordings into what was going on, asking them to protect me for the rent that I'm paying. I'm a secure tenant. Yeah, now they've made it so that I can't phone them no more because you sort of activated that in the conditions. So now I'm not allowed to phone them till 2019 or even go to their offices to start a festival or do any work. So you're stopping my whole company, you're stopping everything that I'm doing. Them rules are a breach of my human rights. Then on top of that, you're stopping me from being able to phone my landlords and lease laws and be able to negotiate in regards to my protection and well-being within their rented property. Now you're telling me I can't phone the council now, I can't do nothing, and the earliest thing you're going to do is give me an injunction on the 20, let me have a meeting on the 26th to show that these people are here under fake names getting married.
Yeah.
I want an emergency. I need a date pulled faster than that because I'm at risk because of your this court's decisions. Yeah, and let me falsify the first possession order, how this all started through your courts, yeah, because he used two dead cases that I won. I've got the FOIs because I stripped their computers, and it says, Lemmy got a message from a woman called Jean Burton, who's in Hackney, yeah, she's for witness care protection. Lemmy got a message, Lemmy's line manager, Kenichi, got a message from her saying that three cases with my neighbours have been NFA'd and I won them in court, that I'm going to be returning from being remanded back to home. Lemmy got informed by Kenichiwa, who Jean Burton had told, to come to stands and to these people's houses and give them incident reports. He went to their houses and gave them incident reports. Now, their first complaint was in 2016 here, saying that I'm a drug addict, and they believe that I stabbed their tyres, and in their statement they say they cannot even prove it. I cannot prove it, but I think Simon stabbed my tyres in 2016. I think Simon's a drug addict. That's what they've wrote in their statement, yeah? Now, Lemmy, knowing that the case was over and I won them dead cases, knowing that there was 500 emails already on their computers from me and my mother to the MPs from 14 to 12 and formal complaints that they hadn't addressed, started messaging my mum and saying, if I don't go for a meeting at the Civic Centre about these dead cases that are all criminal offences that I'd been arrested for and won, if I don't go there, he's going to put a possession order in for my flat. I said, this is illegal, that's entrapment. Yeah, I've won the cases at a criminal court, you've got no right, you're not a police officer. So I've got all the recordings here of it. Then what Lemmy done is he put the possession order in through your thing using the dead cases. So when I asked him, can I have the statements for the cases, please? He didn't have no statements for the first possession order. Yeah. So now what he done is, because I've got all the recordings, please can I have the statements? And then he realised how much trouble he was in. So what he done is he put an injunction order and started calling the people up and asking them to do new statements. They started making these new statements using the same wording from the cases that I had already won, yeah, so they reused the same wording for the cases that I won in this injunction order to cover up the missing signatures from the possession order, yeah, and then because he couldn't get John Ivans, one of the peoples, he started forging it and writing 01 over the text, right, so you can see he starts forging the signatures and that. Then because I start throwing him, saying, well, Lemmy, all the leads are out of the Time Limitation Act anyway, mate, yeah, you've got to throw him. He got the ump, put the phone down, and he copied and pasted everything that he had done and slammed it all in again. Now you can check the victims' first statements and you can check their dates of what they say. Okay, well, my first complaint is today, let's say, yeah. Lemmy has copied and pasted well before that with all of their allocations. Now I put a freedom of information request into their computers, like I keep saying, and it shows every time that they got a phone call off of any other person, any updated call, yeah, so you can see when the victims really made their call and where Lemmy has copied and pasted all this aggressively banging everywhere, yeah, in the first injunction. I won that because the judge knew I was right and the time limitation, he never served his notice in time. Then he's copied the same injunction again, put more zeros on it, made some more lies, and then refiled it again. Yeah, and now he's refiled the same thing that I've won three times over and forged it all the way through. Not once have I got to explain myself before a judge and what's actually going on and point everything out. And every day I'm sitting in my house getting attacked by these people forging all this paperwork. Yeah, and you are leaving me in danger. I can't even walk in my corridor. Yeah, because they're phoning and setting me up. This isn't fair. My dog's at its paws. I've lost a baby because of it. I can't work in my house because they're banging. You see the videos I've got of what they're doing to me in my flat. The day that I get released from the police station, for instance, for this injunction now, I come back home after the affidavit and find no affidavit of service. Then you see the videos of what all my neighbours done to me in this flat. Running around, banging. But I just showed all the doctors and they've had to walk out my ass and don't know what to do. Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm furious and no one's letting me show the truth. Yeah, and I'm the one suffering. I shouldn't be suffering.
My hands
tied. I can appreciate that. I'm gonna come and leave you, Paul, man. You're a decent person, man. Paul, man.
I appreciate you saying that,
son. You are a decent person.
I mean, I know that 26 is far away, but that's when you'll be hurt.
Yeah, well, this court needs to sort this out, what's actually happening.
I'm fully aware.
All I want is them to do, realise the error, and get rid of these ones here now, realise the error in the first injunction, it's missing the signatures. They don't have to admit to it, yeah, but we all know it's wrong. They don't have to admit to the timestamps or me not being the right colour or that I shouldn't be riding 90s. All they have to do is just say that there was a miscarriage on justice, an error in law where trespass wasn't proved. Once they go and call the emergency application and write trespass wasn't proved in it, I just want compensation just for that little error for the 4 years that I've read. I'll get enough to get a tent. I'm going to go to the civic centre and get with a diary, get 20 community officers and 20 and start getting relaxed, ease back into the community. It's the safest way for me. If they release me out of here now after what they've done, that endangers my life and endangers somebody else when I've got to defend myself. They need to ease me back into the community and they don't want to lose their jobs and I don't want to make them lose their jobs. I think this is the easiest and most professional option for all of us, considering everything that's around us.
Hoping, obviously, for your sake, you know, the judge will confirm the same.
Yeah, my evidence is 100% sure, and my website's 100% sure, and I've got a lot of support and family behind me and people behind me, and I've got a lot of support behind me, so if anything does happen to me, they're going to find the other people will come out and pop their heads up. They can check on the hospital notes and everything when I was there, how many people visited me in the short time that I was kept there. I've got a lot of support here. I'm going to go and leave you to have a good day, Paul, man.
Thank you. So, try and take it easy.
I will do.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.